91X News.
It's minus two and there's a snow squall warning in effect for Belleville. I'm Austin McKay with 91X News. An attempted robbery took place just after midnight Tuesday morning on Octavia Street near Catherine Street. The female victim says she was walking when two white males approached her from behind with a knife and demanded money. The woman escaped and was not physically hurt. Police searched the area but did not find anyone. Brad Villeneuve lives in the area.
This neighborhood's usually all right. There's not a lot of violence, but there's a lot of drug use. Once in a while there's violence, like the stabbings you were just talking about. I still do feel safe in the neighborhood, but for women, not so much. It's a really bad neighborhood for women.
Police are also investigating a robbery that occurred Monday night on Everett Street. He's not an author or a historian. He just wants his grandchildren to know what it was like at a rural schoolhouse in the 1900s. John Sager, who is a retired certified management accountant, is researching, collecting anecdotes and photos for a book on rural schoolhouses in Hastings County. Schoolhouses were popular gathering places, but he documents some, like schools, over the years.
One school reference said they were stopped in the 40s because of a polio outbreak. Now, whether that was that school, I've seen other references where because of the Depression, or more likely the outbreak of the Second World War. For whatever reason, they discontinued.
Sager hopes the book will be ready for Grandparents' Day at the Historical Museum in Sterling in September. Wind farms in Prince Edward County has been the source of controversy throughout the riding. Journalist Nicole Kleinstuber, the woman behind Prince Edward County Voice website, will be organizing an online discussion. She explains how the public can be involved.
Well, it is an online event. So it's different in the fact that the public has the chance to sit at home and log on. And also, all the questions and the answers will be done in moderation, so people don't have a chance to sort of interject one another and speak over one another. It's strictly geared to educating the public and engaging them in that discussion and that conversation with intellects and experts who are very knowledgeable on the topic, and empowering people to make their own decisions.
The online discussion is on January 25th at 7 p.m. Log on to Prince Edward County Voice to join the fun. A new study by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control suggests a lot of teenage girls are just clueless about their chances of getting pregnant. Stephen Pournois explains why.
Shows like MTV's 16 and Pregnant give girls a glimpse.
I bought a maternity dress already.
The CDC says surveys of teens who had unintended pregnancies show half weren't using any birth control. And of those girls, nearly a third believed they couldn't or wouldn't get pregnant. The U.S. has the highest teen birth rate in the developed world. The CDC recommends American teens learn the facts about how pregnancy occurs, delay having sex, and use birth control. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Thank you, MTV. That's your 91X News. To 403, here's Jose de Barros with sports.
Thanks, Austin. And I start off with breaking news, and it is sad. Canadian freestyle skier Sarah Burke has died. We'll have more information as it comes, but Sarah Burke, as I said, has died. She was a freestyle skier who was a major proponent in getting her event into the Olympics for the next time out, but we'll have more information as it comes. The federal government will spend $1.5 million to help reduce concussions in children's sports. Money goes to Think First Canada, Hockey Canada, the Coaching Association of Canada, and the Canadian Centre for Ethics in Sports. It will help support efforts to reduce the rate and severity of sports-related head injuries. The groups will work on increasing awareness of the problem among coaches, players, and parents. Terrell Owens is going indoors for his return to professional football. The six-time Pro Bowl receiver has received an offer to be a player and will have ownership stake in the Allen Wranglers of the Indoor Football League. The 38-year-old Owens did not get any NFL offers to play last season after surgery on his left knee. He notably played for the San Francisco 49ers, Philadelphia Eagles, and Dallas Cowboys during his 15-year career. FIFA's Secretary General again blasted Brazil Thursday for being behind schedule in its stadium preparations for the 2014 World Cup. Jerome Valk said not a single stadium was ready as of now, with less than 3 years until the tournament takes place. Brazil's World Cup will be played in 15 far-flung venues, including a 44,000-seat stadium being built in the Amazon jungle city of Manaus. All 12 cities will host at least 4 matches, raising concerns about travel issues in the massive nation, whose weak airport infrastructure has repeatedly been highlighted by FIFA as needing an upgrade. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Austin McKay with 91X Weather.
Today, the snow squall warnings are in effect with a high of -1. Tonight, the squalls will be clearing after midnight with winds gusting to 60 kilometers an hour and a low of -12. Tomorrow, sunny, increasing cloudiness early in the evening, and high of -6. It's -2 right now. I'm Austin McKay with Josie DeBarros. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5 o'clock.